This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and I hope you're having an incredible Saturday. Hello, Marianne Niehaus. How are you?
Hello, Tom. I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
This is so loud in my ear from you. It's unbelievable.
Oh, now
all
it's
right.
Coming.
Yeah. So how we doing out there, radio world? We're going to get right to this show because it's going to fly by. Now I'm gone. I can't even hear.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
You just turned me completely off. You turned my microphone.
I can hear you. Just fine.
We can hear you.
Okay, I've got no feed. Okay,
can
we
you
got
hear?
No feed. All right,
you
so here we
Tom
go.
Off.
Yeah.
I turned Tom off. I'm so sorry.
That's the worst thing you could do. So hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault, and we are going to go right into this show today. It's the Tom Chenault Show. We do it every Saturday all over the world, and we are really, really pumped today because we've got experts. We've got Kevin Grimes, we've got Kevin Thompson, and we've got Tony Cannulli. And it is going to be a great show. Tony Cannulli is spreading all over the internet that we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, but I don't think we're going to get far past what's going on in the form of all these crypto companies and multi-level marketing. I saw this morning a report that there will be, by the year 2040, there will be 21 million bitcoins mined, of which 17 to 20% of those will have been lost forever by people that couldn't remember their passwords or anything else.
Uh-oh.
So if you own Bitcoin, make sure you write that down because it's completely virtual, and that's how many they're predicting are going to get lost. And that's a lot of coins at $8,000 a piece. But that's two different conversations. And right now, everybody that owns Bitcoin is profitable in it. So everybody is on this euphoric run called it's going to last forever. It's never going to go down. And now these people, these scammers are coming along saying, let's make a multi-level marketing company out of it and tell them that they're mining Bitcoin. And I just want to get clear with these attorneys, Kevin Grimes and Kevin Thompson, and just see how much trouble this feels like to you guys. So Kevin Thompson, welcome aboard. And tell me what you think about, I love Bitcoin, I love multi-level marketing, I'm not too sure that they're the right bedfellows. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And Tom, thanks for having me on your show. I love coming on here. And I appreciate you organizing all the different personalities on here and certainly bringing my partner on, Kevin Grimes. I sensed the problem 2 years ago when it came to crypto and network marketing. Rewind 2 years before then, 2013, I caught the crypto bug. I get it, right? We actually created a website called Bitcoin Law because I figured there's going to be some legal opportunities there. I believe in it. I like Bitcoin. I like Ethereum. Really think it's a transformational technology. Now, I started seeing more cryptocurrency MLMs pop up, and it was new. The new concept, which sometimes can be exciting in the right context, but sometimes it can be very dangerous. And as I'm looking at these programs, I realize this is going to get really big, like bigger than the penny auction Ponzi scheme era. And the analogy that I've got, and then I'll be brief and let you lead the discussion. The analogy is it's a virus. All right, now the penny auction Ponzi scheme hit the scene. We weren't immune to it. It sucked a lot of people into it. A lot of people didn't see it coming. And now there's an immunity. But the thing with viruses is, and as a parent of four kids, I know this all too well, the viruses mutate. They change a little bit to where there's no longer an immunity. People, you know, if another penny auction program came out, I think the market would be pretty wise to it. I mean, that's a Ponzi scheme. We've seen that movie before. But it changes a little bit. In this cryptocurrency thing, you know, there's a veneer of legitimacy. You know, Bitcoin's legitimate. Other things are legitimate. It's so confusing, and it just sucks money out of people. And to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And when companies create a coin, it runs completely contrary to the spirit of crypto, which is open, decentralized. Nobody controls it. And in those scenarios, you have really dangerous Ponzi schemes that just crowd out good, legitimate network marketing opportunities, number one. Number two, you know, you see other companies say, well, we're not that bad. We're not bad like that Ponzi scheme. We're a little bit better. And they do something different, like cloud mining, which is something that we can talk about. So you have different levels of bad. You have really bad on the Ponzi side, which is criminal. And then you also have bad when it comes to unregistered securities with cloud mining programs. And so the whole space is laced with fraud. Is it conceivably possible? Yes. Have I seen one? Well, I'm not able to comment on that because we represent some clients in the past in the sector. But I will say this, it's very dangerous.
You know, I believe that too. And you got to take, you know, as an attorney, I know your firm has to represent some people, but you can also turn people down. And you can also guide those ships that might be headed into the deep, dangerous water over to safer shores by making sure that you're distinguishing exactly what's going on there. And is it training or is it Bitcoin or any one of these crypto instruments? And it's making me crazy. And the last show we had, I could swear that I was listening to Kevin and I was listening to Tony, and they actually thought that there were some companies in the space doing it right. Did I hear that wrong, Tony and Kevin Grimes, or was I imagining things?
You were imagining it, Tom.
That's good. That's good. You don't believe that, I mean, and you're not an attorney, obviously, but you're a pretty smart guy. Actually, a really smart guy. You're standing on the side of, we don't want another Zeke Rewards. We don't want another Fund America. We don't want the SEC, the NASD, the ASPCA, anything involved in this thing where it's going to be shutting people down. So there's no safe harbor for you, Tony Cannulli?
Not so far. As I see it, the last 2 years, there right now, there are dozens and dozens, and the copy gets worse than the original of these cryptocurrency deals that are being brought. People are being brought in. Thousands of victims are happening as a result of it, Tom. And, you know, Kevin Thompson and I and Len Clemens covered Zeke, as you know. And I got to tell you, this is Zeke will pale in comparison, in my opinion, to what we're seeing with the cryptocurrency programs right now. I haven't seen one yet that's even close to being right. And unfortunately, it's crossing the boundaries of the SEC. You're getting into securities, and there's going to be a lot of criminal prosecution, and many people will get sucked into that are great people that could find out getting a knock on their door, and it won't be the kind of knock they want.
And what about you, Kevin Grimes? Same, you concur on that?
I don't know if we got Kevin on.
Are
you on, Kevin?
My comments by explain. Yeah. I'm calling from Peru, and so unfortunately there is a bit of a delay. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you. No, great. We're great.
Okay. Again, I apologize for the delay. Actually, the village where I'm staying has virtually no cell reception, so I had to climb out of that, cruise over a mountain pass, and then drop down into the next valley enough to be able to get a signal. So I apologize. You know, if it's a bad signal. But with that, let me answer your question, Tom. Again, I certainly concur with everything that Kevin and Tony have said. You know, the field is not only ripe for fraud, but it's been filled with fraud. And I don't think I've studied cryptocurrency programs as closely as Kevin or I probably haven't had as much exposure to them. So I certainly defer to his expertise, and I appreciated the analogy that he gave about a virus. Let me give you another one that I think is apropos. You know, back in the 80s, there were, you know, several purported MLM programs that wanted to marry MLM with buying clubs. You know, of course, everybody's familiar with buying clubs like Sam's Club or Costco. The problem is, and anytime somebody contacted me and said, hey, I'd like to start a buying club MLM, I said, great, let me shoot you half a dozen cases that I've got and take a look at those and let me know what you think. And in every case, every one of those programs was a pyramid. Now, does that mean that the combination of MLM and buying clubs is illegal? No. But it did illustrate the unfortunate reality that every one of those entrepreneurs who put that program together ultimately did end up violating anti-pyramid laws. Did it have to be that way? No. Was that the inevitable outcome? No. Had the had the programs been properly structured to reward sales as opposed to recruiting, I think they would have been, of course, they would have to not only comply with the anti-cheating laws and, you know, all the other consumer protection laws that are applicable to buying clubs, but the buying club statutes as well. And, of course, unfortunately for those entrepreneurs, there was compliance with none of those things. And so, you know, my perspective over from where I come is the first question, is this a viable product or service? And will this, and this is really the regulator's, I think, first litmus test. Is this a service that will sell in the market if no compensation plan was attached to it? If the answer to that question is no, go home. You know, because it's not going to be possible for that program to be sales-based, which means the only possibility is that it's recruitment-based, and it is a pyramid, and maybe even potentially a Ponzi scheme. But if it is a product or service that is viable in the market, exclusive of the compensation plan, I would say it's certainly possible for the, you know, a program that involves the sales of those goods or services to be a legal program. Of course, you know, there are other issues, and, you know, Kevin can certainly speak to this as well. The SEC has addressed cryptocurrency programs. Let me back up. I'm not saying cryptocurrency MLM programs, but it has started to dip its toe in the pond. I think the case was GAW Miners was one, and Kevin, I don't remember the second. In both, and GAW Miners certainly involved, you know, cryptocurrency mining, the leases of mining equipment, and the bottom line is the SEC came down on the side of, hey, this is security, you're not registered, you're selling unregistered securities, you know, you could buy unregistered securities brokers, namely you, and, you know, the problem unfolded from there. But, you know, again, I'd like to think that it is, as long as the entrepreneurs who are launching these programs are willing to comply. I think the thing that's going to be necessary is to sit down with the SEC, present a program with, you know, the end game being, you know, hey, we'd like to get a no action letter. So here's a program. We want you to look at this, ensure that we're not violating the law, and obviously whatever needs to change is going to be changed.
Yeah, and getting blessing in front of it is better. We're going to take a break. And you're welcome to come onto my Facebook wall and ask me straight questions about anything that you want. Kevin Thompson, Kevin Grimes, calling all the way in from Peru. Tony calling from his palatial mansion down on the beach in Florida, probably. It is, these guys are good at what they do. And we're not going to bomb any particular company. We're going to try to keep you from getting hit by the hand grenade if this stuff does blow up. We'll be back right after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. We've got Marianne Niehaus here. And you're learning. You bought some Bitcoin last week. You're profitable as heck.
I am right now.
And, you know, there's a conversation out there in the world. Everybody's saying 100% of the people are making money in Bitcoin. And they are correct. 100% of the people that own Bitcoin are making money. However, a couple of things. There's a zillion other crypto coins out there that aren't in the same boat. And the second thing about that is what goes up does come down. And there is a massive correction coming sooner or later. And a massive correction and maybe a crash. We don't know that. But what I'm trying to tell everybody on this show is, you don't want to build a future, the next 20 years, in a company in multi-level marketing based on a commodity like Bitcoin. And yeah, it is speculation, and there's a zillion people coming to the party right now, and it is supply and demand, so it keeps going up. But what comes up does go down, and one country, one something, one black swan coming along, one big theft of Bitcoin, and this thing starts going south. And what we don't want to see are widows and orphans getting in, thinking it can never go down, and then coming back to you and saying to you, you got me in this. You promised me I wouldn't lose my money. I lost my money. I think this multi-level marketing company is a scam. I'm calling the SEC or the FBI or whatever it is. And so what we're trying to do on this show is protect you, let you buy your Bitcoin in one or your any kind of crypto in one conversation, but not have it be tied to a network marketing company, because in my opinion, it's scary as heck. And so far, we've heard Tony Cannulli, Kevin Grimes, and Kevin Thompson saying the same thing. So back to you, Kevin. What about all the ways people are doing this, circumventing it, mining clubs, all this jazz? Is there any way to make this thing legitimate?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning mining. So we can move past the Ponzi scheme issues that we've talked about, where companies create their own coin. And there's some problems for the reasons that we've discussed. Non-viable product, as Grimes said. And it completely runs contrary to the spirit of cryptocurrency, which is decentralized. Right? When you create your own coin and build a business around it, it's very centralized. In a lot of cases, it's a Ponzi scheme. We can all agree that's criminal. Now, cloud mining is interesting. The conclusion is, in most cases, it's illegal. All right? But consumers aren't being defrauded to the extent they would be in a Ponzi scheme. The point is, I would definitely advise your listeners to stay away from network marketing opportunities built around mining. Now, here's the good thing with mining, and let me just kind of explain what it is. Cryptocurrency works because you have decentralized, you have code that dictates the rules. Think of it like the constitution of the government. It's basic rules. And how transactions are authenticated and approved is through this process called mining, where you allocate your hardware, your computer resources to support the network. And people said, well, you know what? Not your average consumer doesn't know how to do that. So let's have them pay us. We'll buy the machines and whatnot, and we'll do the mining for them. And we'll give people a prorated share of the Bitcoin that our machines mine. That's cloud mining. Now, the good thing in that scenario is people do get Bitcoin. Well, they pay for something, they get something in return. That is a good thing. So they're not being completely robbed blind like they would in a Ponzi scheme. The bad thing is it is still, in most cases, I'm almost going to say all cases, but lawyers, we never say all cases. I don't know. Maybe there's an exception somewhere. But at least in most cases, they're unregistered security. Plain and simple. If you look at the elements of what a security is, it's an investment of money managed by a third party, and there's an expectation of passive returns based on the work of the third party. The most obvious example is you can be an Apple shareholder. You know, I own Apple stock. I receive a return completely unrelated to my own efforts, right? Apple is a registered security, and they can sell security. That is cloud mining. Cloud mining is you're giving the money to a company, like in this scenario, the popular one is wealth generators, right? They're not even playing games. They're very proudly saying, hey, cloud mining, here we are. Here's our leader. We're in Salt Lake City. SEC, can sue us. You know, your smarter cloud mining companies, you don't know where they're based out of, and they don't do business in U.S. dollars, and they kind of operate off the grid. But anyway, I digress. Cloud mining, give us your money. We manage the hardware for you. We'll give you a share of whatever these machines generate. And the SEC has already said in a press release after they did the Gall Miners case, which Grimes mentioned earlier, in a press release they said, yeah, mining contracts are securities. And so the point is, Bitcoin's good. Cloud mining, you pay a fee, you get Bitcoin, fine. But do you want to build a business around something that is currently, very likely, illegal?
We got ACAP. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. This is radio. Yeah. Hold that thought. Don't lose that thought. It's important. We'll be right back right after this Tom Chenault Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, here we go again. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and we are with Kevin Grimes. We're with Kevin Thompson. We're with Tony Cannulli and Marianne Niehaus, and we are talking crypto and MLM. As I suspected, it is a really slippery slope. Regulators abounding, people entering the space because it's such a no-brainer for the scam artists to be able to build their own coins and build their own mousetrap to basically part people with their money. And they're going to do that anyway, but if they're doing it in the multi-level marketing space, I think we got to self-regulate and keep them out. It's important. Randy Gage wrote a compelling article a couple of days ago that was published unbelievably by Ted Knighton. I was really, really surprised that he made that thing front page news in light of his belief in a lot of the things that are outside of the United States. And, you know, I'm not familiar with the securities laws around the world, but I am a real familiar with the securities laws here in the U.S. And I will tell you all that are listening here in the United States, you know, just make sure it's got a green light from the SEC and the NASD and the various regulators before you go set your life up doing this stuff. Kevin Thompson was talking about this, talking about the various cloud mining things, and we interrupted him with a break. And I want to go back to that, Kevin Thompson. So go ahead and continue on that thought process. It was important.
Well, I appreciate that. With cloud mining, like I said, the end result is you get Bitcoin, not necessarily a bad thing, but the business model itself is built on a foundation of sand. And so in network marketing, you're not just allocating your time, you're leveraging your relationships. And, you know, why spend your time building a company if it can disintegrate in a year or actually in a moment the SEC wakes up to the issues? An analogy would be, you know what, marijuana is legal in Colorado, not legal in Tennessee. So imagine we get in Tennessee, which where our firm is based out of, where we say, you know, we're going to build a business where we sell marijuana. You know, not to get political or whatever, but not necessarily a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. But do you want to spend a lot of time building that kind of company? Right? The answer is, of course you wouldn't. So it was the same with cloud mining. I'm glad you brought up Randy Gage's article. It's a good article. And I'm glad you wrote it. The problem is, it's a little too little too late. You know, I did my article 2 years ago, and it just didn't spread. We need, and the pressure's on me as well, to catch these issues early. And in all honesty, I tried, but I don't quite have the reach as a Randy Gage has. If he wrote something 2 years ago, I think it would have saved a lot of consumers a lot of money. I think there's more pressure today on the professional networkers, Tom, on guys like you, for example. So, you know, when you see these problems, to call it out early. Now, there's risk, because then you have to fight the trolls. You say, no, but we're different. We're better. And here's why we're legal. Here's why you're a jealous idiot. You know, it happens every time. But when gatekeepers have courage and speak early, I think it protects consumers. One more point, then I'll turn it over to you. You mentioned Ted Knighton. Ted's a friend of mine. I think Ted has made a serious mistake in giving airtime to Ponzi schemes, you know, paid advertising. So in a sense, he's inflating the bubble. And you know, he can say, look, it's my right, and it's not illegal in these countries or whatever. But the reality is, it's a moral problem. Ponzi schemes are bad, period. People lose money. You know, I talked to a victim. He sold his farm, his family farm, for a Ponzi scheme. He can't say, well, he knows what he's doing. He didn't. The innocent people get hurt, and when you promote these things, there always is, 10 out of 10 times, there's always a reckoning. And so the people that breathe legitimacy and credibility into these things, they need to think twice, because it always comes around full circle.
I was with a guy yesterday that, I mean, over the weekend at GoPro. And he had sneaked into the event and sneaked up to the front row where everybody had bought their big tickets. And he was a legend in network marketing. And I didn't tell Eric Worre and I didn't get him kicked out. But I called him on the phone and I said, you know what? It really, you know, a long time ago, you clipped me for $5,000 in 2006. And then you come back to the big event. And you come across like you're a network marketing legend, and you're acting like a common criminal. And that's a little bit like you were talking about, as far as all of us have a responsibility to have massive integrity, even when people aren't looking, even when you can sneak in, even when you can get when you can pull it off. And I think that because there's so much money involved with this right now, the temptation is, you know, everybody else is doing it. I think I'm going to hop on and go for the ride. And I know some people are going to get hurt in the long run, but I'm not going to be one of them because I can land on my feet. And I don't think that's moral. I don't think that's integral. And I don't think that's us. And Tony Cannulli, I would invite you. You know, you've done some incredible town halls with your Zooms. And I would invite you, because this show is so full of commercials, and, you know, it's a one-hour show, and you really can't see people's faces. You know, people like Troy Dooley, people like Kevin, people like Kevin again, people like you, that we could get on here and really have a strong Zoom with no commercials and no time limit would be invaluable. Would you be willing to do something like that, like you did with BK Barreco and a couple of other people not that long ago?
Only on one condition.
And that is?
You show up.
Yeah, we need a moron. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, so yeah, I'll be your token.
I'll make sure he
boy.
Shows up.
Yeah, so that's too funny. Yeah.
Too. Marianne's got to be there because she's going to make you look good.
Yeah, well, she just sits there with a bottle of Wild Turkey and listens to you guys, so it's pretty cool. So yeah, we would love to do that, and we need it. Tony, I mean, you look at it from 10,000 feet. You're not an attorney, but you stay plugged into some really serious people. How epidemic do you think it is? And, you know, Kevin just hit the nail on the head. It's incumbent upon us people with huge lists to just keep it out there. We can't tell people not to do stuff, and I'm not going to say any one of these companies is bad. But I am going to tell people every chance I get to please keep your eyes wide open. Please make sure the regulators have said it's okay. And please understand you are dealing with people's futures and their lives, and you owe it to the world, to the universe, to make sure that it's like the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. And where are you leading people? Are you leading them to the promised land, or are you leading them off the inevitable cliff? And I think in this situation, you're leading them off a cliff. You just don't know where the cliff is yet, but it is certainly a cliff. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I totally agree. And ignorance is not an option. It's not an excuse. Kevin, you know, you had mentioned it, and Kevin had mentioned it. I've had some calls here recently from networkers in different parts of the world, and they think that, well, it's just in the U.S. We've got to worry about the Security Exchange Commission. Let me tell you something. For those of you listening to this show, I don't care if you're in China. I don't care if you're in India. As a matter of fact, right now, just recently, both India and China, okay, there were people arrested. South Korea just nailed a $38 million pyramid Ponzi crypto deal. There were 3,900 victims, Tom, of that. And they're targeting middle-aged and people that didn't have a retirement. You know, they worked real hard. They lost their 401Cs. You understand how bad it's been. And these people are getting sucked in. They're becoming victimized. And the bottom line is the big elephant in the room is that there are innocent people that are getting slaughtered in this. And this is, it's really bad. We got to do everything we can. Kevin appropriately commented before we had a call before the show, and he said, Tony, you know, we're the gatekeepers. And he's absolutely right. We are the gatekeepers. And I'll tell you what, on my watch, people at least will know. And if you think, if you're out there in the world and you think that you can do this somewhere else, then you know what? All I can tell you is you can't fix stupid.
I agree with that 100%. Did we lose Kevin Grimes yet? I feel like the poor guy called all the way from Peru, and we listened to him. Kevin Grimes, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh my God! Send Tony Canelli your cell phone bill. And what do you think, baby?
I'll tell you, but let me just say, Tom, you know, last time I was on a couple of weeks ago, you just made an incredible contribution to this We Love Hogar SEMA Fund. If that's where I am right now. Hogar SEMA is a group home for abandoned children outside of Lima, Peru. And two days ago, I had the privilege to present your gifts to a bunch of these kids here, and I wish you could see some of their smiles. I did shoot some video, and I'm going to send that to you. That's all I'm going to say about that. You just rock a bunch of kids
okay.
out here.
Well, thank you, and I'm thrilled you did that, buddy.
The same thing is true for my partners at Thompson Burke. Kevin and I haven't discussed this, so I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for mentioning it, but all the partners have made just an amazing contribution last month, and they're going to do it again. So again, I'm just, you know, the people here are just blown away by the generosity that's coming from leaders like you guys. So thank you for that. Now, let me respond to your question. I absolutely agree with everything that the three of you have shared, but at the same time, I think we have to recognize that. This is certainly an evolving area. I think, Kevin would concur with this, but I think, you know, the SEC has certainly, for the last several years been trying to get its head around cryptocurrency. Gosh, what do we do? You know, is it a security? Should we be regulating it? Are some of the activities that orbit around it, like mining or the, you know, sales of, you know, cloud mining leases, are those securities? Again, you know, as was true with franchising, you know, 6-7 decades ago, as was true with MLM, 4-5 decades ago, we've got an evolving area of law. And so I guess I would say, as a counterpoint, should we be careful to make sure we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater? Again, what I say, I agree with everything you guys said. I'm not patronizing you. I'm agreeing with you. The scam artists have been right, because this is just a completely new area, and it seems the scammers always get there before the legitimate players do, and the scammers, like Kevin has echoed, absolutely wreak havoc. The story that he related about the gentleman who sold a family farm, and one of the tragic realities in this space is that, you know, you've got people who are making massive decisions with little to no understanding about the realities of the industries involved, either the MLM, cryptocurrency, or whatever the underlying product or service is. And it seems inconceivable that people make such tremendous decisions without really understanding, without doing their due diligence. And I think, again, you know, Tom and Tony, to your point, we need to be extremely vocal about the need for education and doing what we can to help people get educated, doing what we can.
We're going to come back. We got to take a quick break, Kevin. We'll be back right after this.
Capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
All right, we're back. Final segment. I knew this show was going to go by too quickly. Somebody just asked us, Kevin Thompson, why, if this stuff is so bad and so toxic, why haven't the Fed shut down even one crypto company so far?
Well, they have. The SEC, as Grimes mentioned earlier, they sued Galt Miners, which was selling cloud mining services. And there's also the Shavers case, which was based out of Texas. They've done a couple, and they've issued a few guiding, what they call guidance documents and press releases. The reality is they haven't shut down a network marketing crypto opportunity. And one of the reasons might be, post-election, the SEC is just on ice. November 2016, SEC was pretty active investigating a lot of companies. Same with the Federal Trade Commission as well. You know, they sued Herbalife, they sued Vima. But post-election, they really haven't done much. Now, will that change in the next few months once the commissioners get in, right? The SEC is comprised of five commissioners. I think there are three vacancies. So once they get locked and loaded, what are their priorities going to be? I think crypto is going to be a high priority because it's undermining the public markets, and that's the whole point of the SEC, is to protect the markets. And illegal crypto scams is certainly disrupting that. So I think it'll be a priority. But when will that happen? I'm not really sure. But whoever asked the question, I would say and suggest, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not coming. Because like Grimes mentioned earlier, it's a relatively new space. I think they're trying to get their tools sharp before they really enter the arena.
And a lot of you people are doing the sneaky deal where these European crypto companies, you think you're being clever by enrolling in those things with offshore. And I mean, the federales are not stupid. I mean, they follow the money. And if you're going to get paid, you're going to have to answer to what happened and why. And I just want to tell everybody, it's just scary for me, for you. Because I have been in a company that went down, and 8,000 people went off the cliff on my watch. And just as recently, and that was 7 years ago, and just a week ago, somebody posted something cruddy about me that I should have been able to see that tidal wave coming. And, you know, maybe they were right, but it will haunt you forever if you got somebody's life savings, like Kevin alluded to, that poured it into a crypto scam or a crypto MLM scam. They lost everything, and they're looking at you saying, why'd you bring me into that? And that's what we're trying to do here. So I don't want that happen to you, and just be careful out there, everybody. That's all I'm trying to tell you. So, anybody, Tony Canulli, you got any, we've got like 3 minutes. Do you have any closing thoughts? Do you have any idea when you're going to do this Zoom? What do we tell people?
Well, you know, the Zoom, we're going to do it. We may have to do two of them, Tom, because we've got this crypto Forex. We haven't even talked about the Forex. We got the anti-pyramiding bill that the DSA is involved, but we got some other issues. But here's what I'll say, Tom. There may be many people listening to this that say, you know, I have no interest in crypto. I'm involved in this company, that company, whatever, and that's fine. But just try to remember, all boats will rise and all boats will fall with the tides. And so in this space, this is becoming so prevalent, so pervasive. And what's going to happen is it's going to affect everything we do as a whole in this industry. So even if you say, I'm not in one of these, I wouldn't do one of these, so, you know, I don't need to be involved, you do need to be involved. If you're a leader in this industry, you need to be a gatekeeper. You need to absolutely do what you know is right, and you need to warn people. Don't put your head in the sand here, because the tide is dropping for the entire industry, and what this is doing for the industry as a whole is a whole nother topic, Tom. This industry was founded on core values 4+ decades ago. Larry Thompson and I have done shows on this, and we're moving away from core values. We've got to make a 180-degree turn and move back to core values and ethics and integrity. And the bottom line is people are getting hurt, and we're going to do all we can to keep those people from getting hurt. Even the smartest people we know fall for these schemes, Tom.
Kevin Thompson, somebody asked me, that article you posted, somebody just said, Tom, if his reach isn't far enough, why aren't you guys forwarding that article he wrote? And that's a good question. Why don't you send that to me, and I will send it out to some people, update it a little bit, and let's get that thing out like Gage's article, and maybe we can get Ted to post it even, and keep the radar really, really high on this. Can you do that, Kevin?
I send it to Kevin. I've been sending it to everybody.
Pardon me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do that. What's your website, Kevin?
ThompsonBurton.com/MLM attorney.
Okay, ThompsonBurton.com, yeah, /MLM attorney. We're going to post that on Facebook right now. You guys are great. I mean, we're out of time. It makes me sick that we're such a... You know, I'm just such a low-budget guy, I can't even get the radio station to extend. But, you know, don't pick on poor people, everybody. I don't have Bitcoin. So the name of the game is all of you need to keep listening. We'll be back next week. It's the Tom Chenault Show. And, it's unbelievable. And we're going to get the article out. Megan Wright, I mean, all you people that are hitting it, we're going to get you that. Make sure you go to Business for Home and look at Ted Knighton so you can see that that article by Randy Gage. It's also on my Facebook wall. It's probably buried pretty deep by now. But you guys, please use diligence. You leaders, all of you leaders, have integrity. Don't let people go off a cliff. Jordan Adler, you've had so many conversations on behalf of the ANMP with me to make a stand about what is integrity and what's right. Let's continue that thought. We'll see
Attention,
you all next
type
week.
Type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.